Yeah, so the question is that how do we avoid being judgmental among different devotees who may be practicing at different levels, and also those who are not devotees, if we want to be friendly with them, how can we, what's wrong with being friends with them also? Practicing spiritual life, practicing bhakti yoga is primarily about being purposeful. Purposeful means, suppose you have got a car ride for the next 6 hours, and that car is going to be with you for 6 hours, and you can go from here, which is a place which is 6 hours from here.
Atlanta.
Sorry?
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Okay. So you have that. If you 6 hours, you go straight, you'll reach that place. Now, if along the way, you can go for sightseeing somewhere. You can wait to take snacks. You can just go to sleep in the car. You can do all those things. There's nothing in principle wrong with them. Nothing may be wrong. Sightseeing is not necessarily bad. But what will happen in that situation is your time with the car will get over and you will be stranded somewhere else. You will not reach where you want to go. So the world we live in is a very big place, and there are many, many things which we can do. So we all have to choose what we do. Now, if we don't make certain choices, then we will not get where we want to get. Just like if you have exam and you are studying. If at that time some friend comes and says, let's play. Now, this playing may be good, but at the time before the exam, that may not be good. So, we have a particular purpose. And we choose our friends and we act according to that purpose. So, it's not that it's more a matter of right or wrong. It's a matter of what will help us move onwards. So, if you can have friends with others who are not devotees, that's, yes, we don't want to be unfriendly towards anyone. We don't want to be enemies of anyone. Whatever be their religion or whatever be their faith. At the same time, for you right now, the bhakti may seem very familiar. It's something which you grew up with. It's there all around you. But there are so many places in the world where there are people who want to practice bhakti. But they don't have an environment. They don't have a school like you. They don't have a community like you. So, there actually, when they have devotees around them, they feel very happy. And all around them, otherwise there are people who are non-devotees. Even children who are non-devotees. And they feel very lonely over there. So, what happens is sometimes when we have something, we may feel, oh, I want that, I want that, I want that. And what we have, we may not be able to take. We may not value it. So if you have friends, we want to have friends among non-devotees, it's not that we want to be unfriendly with them. But if you have devotees who are friends, they are your closest friends. And then others can also be friends. It's not a problem being friendly with others. But the problem comes when, say, as I said, if you are going in a particular direction, and you are going, say, from here to Atlanta, and some friend comes along and you say, both of you are talking, and you meet a friend along the way, and he says, okay, why are you going in this direction? You're going somewhere else. And you end up somewhere else, apart from where you wanted to go. So, then that is undesirable. So, rather than saying that we should be friends with these people, we should not be friends with these people, what we need to see is, what is the effect? How is it affecting us? Is it making a bad effect on me? Or is it having a good effect on me? And based on that, and we ourselves may not be able to decide immediately. So we can talk with our parents or our other friends or our teachers and learn from that. So there is a difference between judging and discerning. Judging means I put myself on a high position. And I think this is good, this is bad. You are right, you are a good person, you are a bad person. I put myself in a high place and I judge others. So we are not meant to judge. But we are meant to discern. Discern means decide. This is important for me. This is not important for me. See, everybody, nobody can do everything. Suppose there's some champion sports person, some champion athlete, say champion, say tennis champion. Say Serena Williams is American, US women's champion. So now, if in her childhood she says, I like tennis, but I like football also. I like baseball also. And I like chess also. So one day I'll play this, one day I'll play that, one day I'll play that, one day I'll play that. If she did like that, would she have become a champion? No. To achieve success, she has to focus on one thing. So you focus on one thing. Now, it is not that when you focus on one thing, she is playing tennis. Does that necessarily mean that she dislikes football or baseball or chess? No. She is choosing and she focuses on that. So right now, all of you are practicing a spiritual life. And that is because that is the culture you were brought up in. That is the culture which your parents taught you. That is the culture which you see all around you. But then, ultimately, it has to be your choice. So it's rather than thinking that, okay, why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? Why can't I have friends with others? It's not a matter of can or can't. It's a matter of what you want. And what we want, we have to decide based on using our intelligence. So focusing on something is not discriminating. As for a tennis player to play tennis, is it discrimination against other sports? No. So focusing on one thing is required for succeeding anything. So you will find that if you focus on bhakti and choose your friends and choose your association in terms of what helps you in bhakti, you can experience so much higher happiness. Your life can have a higher happiness which will be not there in other people's lives because they don't have a connection with Krishna. So we don't discriminate, we don't judge, we don't look down upon others. But we understand that we have a purpose and then we choose things and make decisions according to that purpose. Yes, ma'am?
I just wanted to add to the discussion by saying, like, for example, the nectar of instruction.